Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast. Three moms getting real with our daily lives and our WTF moments. Let's get real with us, beautiful mamas.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday. Happy International Women's Day.
Happy Women's Month.
Yes.
I'm taking the whole month. And today's my half birthday, so I'm excited.
Oh, happy half birthday, Kyle.
I refuse to acknowledge your half birthday.
You don't have to. But just know that I turned 35 in 6 months, which is blowing my mind.
That's crazy. That means
you're right behind
you.
In October.
That's...
Yeah, at first I was set on like, I'm going to do a big trip, blah, 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 blah. But then I was like...
We talked about that trip.
I want to have a big party.
Do you?
Yeah.
You want to have a party?
I want to have a party.
Wait, that's kind of cool. I like that for you.
And then I told Mom, I want to have a party. Actually, she was like, let's have a party.
What kind of party?
I don't know, but dancing? Mom started talking about women in cages. And I was like, what's going on? She said, we need dancers. She was like, we need to find a hanger. And I was like... Is someone excited to have a party? Like,
that's exciting.
Yeah.
Who would you invite to your party?
Like, is it like
an open public party,
right?
Or like friends and family?
Friends and family, but I also am kind of open to having like, here's our guest list, but just here's an open party. Like, just,
that is scary.
Like, not open. Like, of course, there's a list. You have to RSVP. Like,
people can invite who they want?
I don't know.
Are you checking who people want to invite?
I haven't thought that far.
This is a big deal, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Nothing has happened or started
I'm nervous.
Yet.
I'm confused. How did we go from a trip to a party in a hangar with random people?
Who said random people? I'm not thinking random people. Like, I would invite people that, like, I know, we know. It wouldn't just be like, hey, here's this party, pull up.
But I feel like you would be open to
it. I feel like you would.
Because any party that I've had, there's always the crew.
You see, that pulls up. I feel like Kyle would embrace
right.
The random
people. Oh my God, I've never met you before. What's your name? It's my birthday.
Welcome to our party.
Like, what?
You are my best friend now.
We've got food over here.
Heck no.
Bars there, and there.
We're going to talk to mom about this.
And it'll be a drunk Kyle. First of all, I was like 100 people. Mom was like, we need a location that could fit 2 to 250.
Where is mom trying to have this party?
Because girls in cages. Wait, this is going to be fun. Oh, no. It went from girls in cages to.
Can we have lions?
We need an area where the low riders can come in.
What?
Mom was like, we need to have like an all out. Just a full LA party. And so then when we started talking about low riders, and I was like, oh, that'd be fun. I know some friends who are in car club. She's like, no, I'm gonna call Sheridan. Like, already.
I'm gonna talk to mom about this. She did tell me, like, hey, I think your sister wants to have a party for her 35th instead of going on a trip.
She talked me into it.
And I was like, okay. And then she's like, you don't sound like excited. I'm like, mom, it is like March. Okay.
You said we have some time.
Kyle's birthday is not till September.
And I usually plan the day before.
I'm like, girl, we're in March.
Wait, now I'm really thinking, because me and Kyle did have a conversation about her birthday on New Year's. It was like, it went from, girls dancing.
Going to Africa.
And that's the thing. It's if I do take a trip, like, I'm just in my spoiled brain right now. I want to go to Zanzibar, like, and I just know, like, I just don't think that's just gonna happen right now, because there's just so much going on, and I'm just having to, like, I've got things that I'm really, like, prioritizing right now.
Yeah.
And I've been praying for my discipline, like, so maybe my discipline will get me there, but, like, right now...
I think a party is tangible.
I think a party's fun.
I think it's fun, and I want something that's just, like, fun right now. I don't want to stress myself out with planning this trip. I don't want to stress myself out having to figure out my...
Your birthday trip?
Birthday trip. Mm-hmm. I don't want to stress myself out with having to figure out, like, where my kid's going to go right now, or, like, where will my kids go? Like, I just literally, I actually start writing down, like, how do I want to spend my 35th birthday?
I like that.
Like, from the time I wake up, from the sunset, to, like, what is my first meal?
Oh, my God.
What kind of workout am I going to do? Like,
your birthday is about to be elite. Because it's March.
And you are writing down what kind of breakfast you're having now.
Yes, because I normally
don't.
What
if your diet changes around then?
Girl, it's going to be healthy no matter what. Shut
up. What if you put eggs Benedict right now, but then you wake up and you want steak and eggs?
Then I may don't eat steak and eggs.
You're so annoying. What if you don't want that anymore?
Right. What if the sunset rises on the left side and not the right side?
On that day?
Damn, not you making it rain.
The sun is still going to rise and set.
Amen. All right, Kyle. Okay. I think we have enough time to talk about your birthday. Let's talk about...
Happy birthday. We are
blessed. Let's talk about that today is International Women's Day. It's International Women's Month.
It's our month, y'all.
So I have a question for you guys. Can you give me your top three women, not your moms? Do not say your moms. I want to know who you look to and you're like, damn, that is one inspiring woman.
My top three?
Just someone you look to that you look at and you're like,
dead or alive.
Damn, they're inspiring. I don't care.
She doesn't care. She just wants...
I just want an answer.
Who is yours?
I don't know. Okay. I thought about this on the way here, and I'm like, damn, who do I look to that I'm like, damn, they're inspiring. I have people that I follow on Instagram that I'm like, damn, you're inspiring for, like, different things. Mm-hmm. So, like, one is my friend Brie. I met her in college. She was, like, my big sister in college. She has a company called Spike Spin. It's a cycling company. She's also a mom of two boys, but they just relocated to Los Angeles. They're not from L.A., don't have family in L.A.
Oh, wow.
But she's now living in L.A., and I watched her. She just had her son. And she wakes up every day and she does this like thing. Like she pedals every day and like she's holding the baby and she's pedaling. Right. And she does like these 30 day challenges where she like commits to 30 days of like being active, and she inspires me.
Do you want to buy the pedaler?
She already sent me the link. And I asked her if she would come on to the podcast because I think it's so interesting being a mom. Relocating with your two young kids away from your family, opening a new business. She has a business, a successful business back in New York.
Yes.
Coming out here, opening another one. I just think
it's
wild.
Crazy.
So for me, I initially thought, dang, Brie is really inspiring to me. So who comes to your guys' mind?
I'm thinking.
Okay, well, I watched this movie the other day, and it was like a true story on Netflix. Right now, if you go in their categories, they have like their International Women's Day category, which just features all these like bomb female forward stories. And I watched this story called Swimmers, and it followed these two sisters who were from Syria, and they're swimmers. You see their experience where it's like, they actively see the bombs going on, and like they're losing friends, and it's like they escape Syria to find like, you know, a better life.
Yeah.
The story was incredible. It was one of the moments where it's like you hear the stories of people taking boats and like the boat was just floating in the ocean and they somehow make it to land and all these things. So it was just like all these hurdles and all these things that literally should have, could have, would have stopped so many people in their tracks. Like, they just kept persevering and they kept going. And the girl, she was like, I want to go to the Olympics. Like, I'm a swimmer. I'm going to the Olympics. So they end up in, like, a whole new country, going through the process, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. But the whole time she's like, I need to train. I need to train. And the people are like, no, like, you know, like, you're going through all these things. Like, let's get you acclimated. And she's like, no, I'm a swimmer. I'm going to, I want to go to the Olympics, figure it out. And in that year, the Olympics had a refugee team. And she joined it and she killed it. But it was just like one of those moments where I watched this movie and it was like everything that was going wrong or could have gone wrong was going wrong. And she just didn't, she didn't accept it. She just kept going. And she ended up going to the Olympics, doing really well. And it was just one of those stories where it was like, I have no excuses. Like, no excuses. Like, it was so inspiring. And I was choked up all day. Because that day I watched Harriet Tubman. I watched The Black Beauty Effect.
Is this what you were on Snap Swimmers talking about all the movies you would watch?
I couldn't breathe that day because I was just like,
how many movies did you watch that
day? It was 3 days. It was three movies.
How did you have time to watch these three movies?
I
want to
watch three movies.
It was a weekend day. And it was a day where mom and I, like, we were both were like, we need to just sit, stop, and be still.
And y'all watched some deep ass movies the whole day. I would have had to throw in a comedy in between. Giggle a little bit.
I couldn't breathe. I was literally physically choked up because it was so emotional. It was so motivating. It was so powerful where it was like, you just, if you want it, just do it. You go for it. You keep going. You push through. And it was just like, it made me very proud to be a woman and to, I was happy to see these stories. Like, the circumstances are crazy. The fact that there's still war going on was just like that reality check of like, be grateful, show gratitude, but also like, no excuses, like none. So the last few days, I feel like I have this whole new kind of energy from these movies to like, get it done. Do it.
Like, so what was like one of the things that you were like, damn, I'm about to get this done?
Okay. I've been
no excuses.
No excuses.
Shannon.
No excuses. So I just like with myself had my 1 year anniversary of being back in LA. And I was, you know, just in this moment of reflection, and I was like, okay, you know what? When I came back, I think I gave myself like 3 days to like be sad girl, but then it was like, keep going. But there were projects that I put on hold because I had to readjust and get situated out here. And one of those was WOM recovery, my pregnancy, like all my postnatal, postpartum recovery, like on my passion project right now. I had to put that to the side. But I took a meeting on Monday. And I had a very good meeting, and I actually got introduced to CEO, founder of this doula company agency. Like, they do a lot of things within, like, the birth field, like, the birthing sphere, I'm going to say. So I have a meeting with them on the 21st. So in terms of getting it done, I'm not going to hold on anymore. I'm not going to make excuses of, oh, hey, I haven't finished my classes, or, hey, I haven't finished all of these certifications that I want, just when I still have value and things to bring to the table and present. So that is something that I am getting done now, I feel, where it's like, don't let me wait for this quote-unquote perfect situation or circumstances, but it's Just do it, because there's no right time. Just do it. So that's what I've been telling myself. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
No more procrastinating or waiting.
Do you think you're a procrastinator?
I'm a professional procrastinator.
Not a professional procrastinator.
Yeah.
I am. But I work.
What'd you say? Yeah, like
no,
that.
No, no, no. That's just like
somebody
a bad habit I've had
me,
my whole life.
It was like, bro, if your sister posts one more time about her moving on Snapchat and she has not moved, I'm going to be mad at her. And then the next day, I swear, they sent me a screenshot and they go, she's doing it again. And I said, look, I don't know what to tell you guys, okay?
Don't complain. Ask me how you can help. Like, I'm a single parent with two kids. I work full time. It's been...
You got this, girl.
It's been a whole shit
show. No excuses.
But I did get pissed because the cleaning crew was coming on Wednesday and I got a phone call saying they had car problems. So they're not coming until Monday. And I was like, y'all gonna make me look crazy because I know these people are like, stop telling us what's going on.
When
and
it's
then
not happening.
It doesn't happen. And I felt insane because I was like, I didn't even tell them. I couldn't even say, hey, y'all, the cleaning crew had to postpone until Monday.
Like, Shannon, who's your? Oof. Who did you think of?
I've been really trying to think. A lot of women inspire me. I feel like that's why I motivate to go harder. Like, especially like you guys motivate me and stuff. One person I can think of right now outside of us is my boss that I work for. Her name is Kana Walker. She is the CEO of House of CB. Just working for that company has really made me respect women-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. And she just goes hard and she respects her employees. She is this, I just admire her. Mm-hmm. And the closer I've gotten to her and like seen her work, and even though she's my boss and I'm scared of her sometimes, but it's just her work ethic. How old she is and what she has, and how she works with her mother. She works with her mom as well. And it just inspires me. Every time I'm around her, she's very just cut the bullshit and just with, you know, just really a go-getter. So, yeah, that's one of the people that really inspired me. I was just looking at her page, and she's offering the small business grant right now. So since it's International Women's Day, that's what they do. And I was looking at like previous owners, and it's like small businesses that can get a grant and apply for. So I think that those type of things really inspire me, because women helping other women in business is so amazing to me, and just acknowledging and seeing. So I think she's one of my people. But honestly, my peers, I really look up to, like how you were talking about.
Yeah.
Like, just
new moms that I'm around right now that are my friends, and like watching people handling your second kid or people coming into motherhood, it inspires me as a mom. Like, oh shit, like I can inspire you to be a better mom. I can, like,
yeah,
it's like an exchange.
The community of womanhood is so beautiful to me, and I feel like I've been really honing on to that recently.
Yeah, I think the community aspect is huge. Even when we had our Galentine's Day event, I was watching Remy at one point. She has Malachi strapped onto her, and she's trying to
bopped her in the face.
She's trying to get someone's order, check someone out,
yeah,
rock the baby still. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, look at my friend. Like, she was not making an excuse that day.
She was like, I'm just gonna get it done at any cost.
And I think sometimes when we are young moms and young parents and in situations where we're just trying to make it happen, you have to make certain choices that it might not feel good that day. Your back might hurt the next day, but it's like she didn't ever complain.
She had a smile on her face all the time. Like, it was so beautiful. Yeah, it was very beautiful to see her in her whole setup.
Yeah.
And her, you know, so graceful and go grateful for like everything.
Right.
It was awesome to see.
And then when someone from the
and Malachi running around.
It's so cute. And I think someone asked from the audience about, like, how do we balance, like, being a mother and balance having kids and balance being in these relationships, but then also work. And I just remember sitting there, and at that point, Ryder had already climbed up on my lap because she was tired. And I'm like, girl, there's no balance. I'm like, I'm trying to balance right now, actually, and it's actually not working well.
Integration.
But I was thinking about that after, and then I was also thinking about Jess's response. And Jess responded, and she was like, I think sometimes we put so much energy into creating this perfect balance, but there's not a perfect balance. We just make it work.
You have to.
She's someone else that I would love to have on the podcast.
She was very inspiring.
Actually,
so
all
real.
Of them.
I want all of them.
Yeah, I mean, we've had Brooke on, but I think getting all of the other women on, so it's like everyone can have their individual moment, would really be.
I think
there is a lot of people that like messaged me after some of like there is people that like were sobbing or like crying or like really felt the words that were spoken to, because I think the panelists didn't even put any type of like promises of like making it so pretty, but they made it so real and relatable. That's why, and I feel like how you reach other women is to make it like, this is my path and this is how it happened, but you are capable of doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No matter what your path looks like, you are capable, you know?
Yeah, I agree completely. I felt like everybody up there said something that was relatable or that spoke to somebody in the audience. I remember when Jess had said that one of the things that she really wanted to focus on when she became a mother was putting energy, positive energy, into herself and her body, where her daughter could look up to her and believe in her and believe in like how her body image is. And she's like, I don't want everyone to make her feel uncomfortable because we're probably gonna have the same body type.
Right.
And I look at Ashley, who's one of my friends, and she's just sitting there sobbing. And I'm like, and when it was over, she's like, when she's talking about body type, I have girls. And like, she's sitting there, like, and it's like everybody got touched with something. So I do have the full panel recorded. I got it edited. And in honor of Women's Day today, we're going to upload it our YouTube. A lot of people at first were like, don't upload it. It's not fair to the people who bought tickets. And then I had people who bought tickets that were like, uploaded because I need everyone else to experience what I did.
And then there's people like me who was not able to be there that day, but put a lot of sweat, blood, and I had so many tears flowing that day. I need the edit to be out.
I think it was really, really inspirational.
It's impactful, and it's like, this was the first Galentine's. This is the first Think Loud Crew event that we've done. And I'm very thankful Corey was, you know, we partnered with Corey. She's great. She's really good at what she does. So I want people to see so that we can have another one. And it's like, hey, this is what we are capable of doing. Like, and this is between work life, motherhood, relationships, like, everything else that goes on in just life, period. Like, you can still get it done. And sometimes it does take a team, and that community aspect is very important. And it's like, there were some very, I feel, impactful people who attended.
Yeah.
And I felt horrible because I wasn't able to be there, but I was so glad that just because I wasn't there, they still made that drive and they left. Like, I'm so thankful that you reached out. I'm so thankful that
I had
the opportunity to be in the same room as so-and-so who I've admired or looked up to for 5 years now. And not only did I get to have a conversation with them, but they knew who I was.
Yeah.
And they seen the work that I've done. So it was just, I could see the beauty. I could feel the energy. I could feel the warmth that was in that, you know, in that environment. And I was stalking everybody's
Instagrams. I think what's cool is when you put a group of women that maybe look eclectic, and we all look different. We all do different things. We all come from different backgrounds. But nobody in there was a gatekeeper.
Nobody in
there was like, oh, what do you do? Let me help you put you onto this. Or maybe do this differently. Or I've done this for a long time. Try it this way.
Here's
a
formula.
Yeah, I think that was, to me, the part where I really liked seeing all the organic conversations happen and seeing a group of women just supporting other women. Mm-hmm. So with that said, going into our next event, which is us going to Mexico doing our women's retreat out there, I've had a few women hit me up and say, like, I'm nervous to go on a trip with other women. Like, I don't know how that looks or how that's going to feel, or are they going to be nice to me or mean to me? And I'm like, okay, let's check the energy now.
Let's
get everybody's energy in check now. You know what I mean?
And that's real. And
it is real.
And who, I think the energy is going to be great because who we are. And I think, like you said, let's check it.
Yeah.
And let's make sure we're all comfortable with going with other women and feeling that. But I feel like it speaks volumes from just our event. Like you just said, we were so comfortable. Everyone was, you know, people were comfortable to come up to us and all these different things. Mm-hmm. I feel like the energy that we give off as women and as, like, we make sure that we're empowering each other. So I think going into this trip, I know a lot of women are scared to come on it and, like, go by themselves. And
rightfully so.
Yeah.
I would be, too, to be completely honest. I am scared. I am nervous.
It's stepping out of everyone's
comfort zone. Yeah, it's really stepping out of your comfort zone. But I think, okay, at what point am I going to do that? You know what I mean? Like, at this point, I'm 31, and I'm married, I have two kids. At what point am I going to step out of my comfort zone? I feel like I've been stepped out of my comfort zone in other realms, career-wise or relationship-wise or housewives. Like, I've stepped out of my comfort zone for those. So why is it such a big deal to step out of your comfort zone when you want to just put a group of women in the same room together?
Or just show up for yourself. Because it's like, some of the women who are nervous that I've communicated with, it's like, it's their personal fears. And it's not even like, oh, I'm nervous of what's going to happen. I'm like, I am here to hold your hand. Or, like, if it's that conversation, whatever we need to, like, give you that reassurance, like, that you are capable. Like, just how you're saying, like, why can't I do it now? You can. It's just like, there's enough time before the trip to where if you are nervous, like,
you're not going to be nervous no more.
You won't be nervous. Like, there are women who have booked the trip. We talk on Instagram now. We snap each other, and we're having conversations. We're you know, it's not necessarily like, oh, let me just talk to you because of this. But it's like, some of these women are already, like, integrated within, like, what I would call my community or people that I engage with in different, you know, different social platforms.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
If you are nervous, like, this makes me more excited for you to come.
Come out, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, I want you to know that, one, you are capable. Two, I just want you to challenge yourself. Like, yeah, I feel like this last journey. Year has it been, is. Like, a year of and challenging myself.
And I feel like people are afraid of how they will be received.
Which is normal.
Because I'm afraid of how I'll be received. Right. And I feel like everyone always thinks they know my whole entire life. And I'm still nervous to be received. So... at the same time,
we're gonna be in a very vulnerable space.
It's like be understanding that everybody there feels the same way. Mm-hmm. So if everybody there is able to acknowledge it from the beginning, then it works. Like it, and it goes back to like I always hate bringing up TV, but like house reality TV is what they do is they put you in a house, right? Mm-hmm. And they take away your phones, they take away computers, TVs, radios, they take away labels. Like it's nothing to do but sit and talk to the person next to you, and you're like, well, tell me about the worst day of your life. Like it's literally like it's literally like you get so close and so comfortable and so vulnerable with strangers that you would have never spoken to a day in your life on the street. Like you just wouldn't have. So when I watch these shows, like right now I feel like everyone is talking about this new season of Love is Blind.
Okay.
I started watching it and I think in the beginning when the first season came out, people were like, how can these people fall in love in, like, 2 days, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I swear a day in those situations feels like a year. Like,
especially if you can't, like you said, you can't have your phone.
There's nothing else to do but to talk. Like, that's it. There's nothing else to do.
Isn't that sad? Just, I think people just need more opportunity for communication.
So, like, one of the things that I really want to do when we get on this trip, like, within the first second that we're all together, I really want everyone to just put away their phones in a circle.
I think
like,
that's so
everyone
smart.
Drop your phone.
Are we gonna do
and like, put it in a basket. Yes, like let's just be really still with each other and do icebreakers and understand like everything that you're feeling right here, we're also feeling.
Yes.
But we're not gonna sit here and do like this.
And pretend that we don't know.
And pretend we don't know because I think I'm just as nervous to be around you that you are around me. Like I just want it to be a real quick, like, let's just break the fucking ice.
Yes.
Because the only way we're all going to get something out of this women's retreat is if we do get vulnerable, if we do step out of our comfort zones.
And if we choose to be present with each other.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all about being present.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about that, and I really want... Do you guys watch Love is Blind?
Yes, I finished the season.
You finished it?
Uh-huh. I just started watching
it. You need to watch it.
You need to watch it.
We need to talk about it.
I mean, I'll talk about it.
This season was good.
It was really good. Where are you at?
I'm on episode 4.
Okay. It's really good to the end, the very end. I think it's really interesting to me because sometimes I'd be like, shit, is this going to be my calling one day?
Doing Love is Blind?
Love is Blind.
I could totally see you going on. And I really like that this season they have somebody that has a kid.
Yes. That made me so happy.
Yes.
And it was interesting because
that was real.
The first question they asked her is, are you going to lead with it?
Right. And she didn't.
She said no. She said, no, I'm not going to lead with it because that's not who I am fully.
Yeah.
I want them to know me first.
Yeah.
And then she, you know,
she told the one guy, he was so taken back.
He was
he
so
didn't know
silent.
What the fuck to say. I want to say something. Say something,
sir.
And then I think he was also trying to figure out the age. He was like, so you had her and she's 10 now? Yes. And you're like,
but that
he was trying
know,
to figure
sir.
Everything out. And I'm like, oh, he's not even.
He's not a good.
I'm like, he blew it. He didn't say anything.
But she's so fired too. But I love, but then when she was able to like, freely talk about her daughter.
Yes.
That's her life.
Yeah. It changed
and
the conversation.
It changes the conversation. It changes how the man speaks to you.
Yeah.
So that was,
I really liked that because I feel like in those shows, we don't ever mom on there.
Like, I really liked that.
I did. I was surprised.
Blind. I actually was too. I didn't because, like you said, I don't think they ever put.
No. Think about like The Bachelor or any of those shows.
They don't ever put a little twist.
No.
But there are single moms out there that need love.
And I think after this season of having one mom on there, next season there'll be like 3. Like I think, I swear she just like opened the door for it. Like I really think that there's gonna be more.
There might be a whole other show specifically for
or even
single
dads. Like, I would have loved if they had a single dad on there, like, and him talking about him being a dad and just trying to navigate that world. Like, I think it just brings in a whole different viewer.
And it's a real conversation. Because when I saw that, I was like, dang, like, I'm starting to date again now. And I'm like, it made me think, do I tell people I have a kid? I have kids off back? Do I not tell people? Like, it just kind of...
It is a weird thing. Sometimes I lead with this.
Yeah.
Have a kid. Do you have a problem with
it? Damn, Shannon. Is that how you do it?
No. But sometimes
I think that not...
If I don't want to talk to a guy, I'll say...
Not like, if you don't want to talk. Oh, my God. I don't think that it's a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing.
No, I'm saying I don't think it's a bad thing with if you decide to lead with it or not to lead with it.
Personal preference.
I think that a part of me, if I was dating right now, I always think about what are the things that I would lead with. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like career-wise, kid-wise, like stability-wise. Like, what do you lead with to where you don't
want
to be?
What do you want the man to know?
Yeah, but it's almost like I don't want to become like my titles. And even with my titles now, I'm still trying to figure out, okay, who am I without all these titles?
Without
who am I
without a wife,
without being a mother, without being a reality TV person, without being a podcaster? Like, who am I without all these titles? Then what's left?
Who am I? Yeah.
You're my sister, Cheyenne, and you're
tons
of fun.
See, that's a title. But you get what I mean?
I get it.
Like, who am I without all of these titles? And of course,
what do I bring to the table without everything else?
All of these titles make me who I am.
Of course.
But without them, then, like, okay.
You're still you. You're beautiful. Like, you're great.
But I think sometimes you have to figure out for yourself what that looks like.
And that's what Love of Blind is for.
And I love that. Because you're really with the show.
Getting deep with the nitty gritties. And I love when they, like, surprise the person. Like, oh, shit, I thought I knew you, but here's another catch.
Yeah.
This is, you know.
I've been staying off social media because I know that the marriages have started. And I keep on seeing the black couple, the guy and the girl. I keep seeing their marriage scene, and everybody is talking about how, like, I had one friend post how she was sobbing watching their marriage scene because it had to deal with, like, cultural backgrounds. And she was like, it spoke to me with the dad. I haven't seen it. I
want to
speak
on that.
But I really want to watch it and then talk about it.
I cheated. I saw so many spoiler alerts. I couldn't watch it, but I was like, that itself.
Yeah, but don't say anything else because I've not seen it.
I want to say so much because
I have to go watch it in its entirety.
Because culturally, with the black couple, there's so many little things.
Yeah.
And even with their discussions in the pods, I wish. Yeah.
I did not think that they were going to match. Especially when so I'm kind of at the part where she's getting over with him saying, like, well, what do you look like? Like, I need to know if I'm going to be attracted to you. Do you have a big booty? And then she stood up and I'm like, yeah, she got a big booty.
And you got,
she got a dog and a little
body.
Tiny waist. I'm
that
thinking,
girl,
yeah, she got the body. Yes.
She has body. I saw her in the wedding dress.
So you're not
I'm not outside the pods yet. I'm still in the pods. And, like, I just remember that
scene. Your mind was
she was still talking to Matthew?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was at the same time that she was, like, thinking, like, we're here for a reason to,
like,
not
why are you
do
asking about my
appearance.
Body? Why are you,
like,
asking?
Yeah. And I really liked that she did not fold. She did not give in.
She said, well, sorry, sir.
Yeah. And then he had to come back and tuck his tail and apologize. But the whole time I'm screaming at my TV, like, she got a fat ass.
Don't worry.
The booty is poking.
The thighs and the
literally,
ass match.
I kept on, like,
her
thinking
body
that
is ridiculous.
Her body is so nice. And then I feel one more person I want to talk about, and then I'm done talking about Love is Blind, is I feel really bad for, I don't know his name's really, the one girl who made the reference that she looks like Megan Fox. I feel like they just blew her up over the internet.
Oh, were people
I can't
mean?
Get,
yeah,
yes.
Because they're like, girl, bye.
They're basically like, girl, you don't look like her. But
I thought she kind of did. I thought they were like similar features in a picture I saw.
I'm just gonna stand up straight.
I'm not saying anything about anyone.
Maybe not.
But
I don't know.
Every time I open my phone, and I know my phone is listening to me, so I have a bunch of Love is Blind stuff. But every time I see her, like, apologizing, she had to apologize to Megan. Like,
wait, are you serious?
It blew up.
Wait, she had... Why did she have to apologize?
No, she did. She did because it blew up. And Megan got drugged into this Love is Blind...
I didn't realize that.
...triangle thing. Yeah, and then I read something else that were her friends in, like, a scene.
Her friend said she
looked like Carrie Underwood or something.
Wait, and that's a whole other person.
Exactly.
Maybe I don't know who we're talking about.
And then she's like, and who else?
Right. She's like, if y'all bitches don't say Megan, we're not friends no more.
Because she really did. They only say Carrie Underwood. And then she's like, and then who else? I'm like,
and the whole time I'm thinking like,
nobody.
Awkward.
Do we have doppelgangers?
I don't think so.
I don't know anybody who I look like.
I don't think I look like anybody.
Me either. I don't know.
I don't think so. But I as someone who does reality TV, when she said that, I was thinking they're about to eat her up. This shit up right here.
Poor thing.
She just didn't know.
Damn, I can't wait till you finish.
I want to finish it. I want to finish it so bad.
It's itching me now because I want to.
I want to be on that group text when you finish it so we can chat.
Yes.
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
You finished it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Did you finish?
I'm current, wherever that is.
So you're already over. You're at the weddings.
Okay, yeah, I watched the weddings.
Okay, no. Okay, I'm going to go home and finish
it. Binge?
So, yeah, I'm going to binge it that we could talk about it on this next episode. But I'm stuck on it right now. I'm so stuck.
It's a good season. I do like the point that you brought up. Like, yes, I had a single mom. I feel like
that made me happy.
This season was good. A little bit different than others. I feel like other seasons are like, okay, it's the same thing.
Yeah. And even just having like people on there that have been like married and divorced.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was that stood out to me.
Megan Fox girl was married before.
What's her name?
And that was another kicker for when she brought that up to people.
How about when she brought it up to the second guy all casually and he's like, we never talked about that before. And she's like, yeah, we did. And he's like, no, we did not. And
that
she's
was your
like,
other date.
Yeah. And she's like, I swear I told you like in the beginning. He's It's like I would remember that.
Wrong man.
Is that the? Yeah, that's funny.
I'm on it right now. I'm so on it right now.
I feel like I need to catch up. I feel like I want more.
Okay, I'm gonna go and binge
reunion.
Shannon, would you ever apply for a show like that?
I know a casting person I can put you in contact with at Netflix.
Oh shit.
I honestly, honestly, I think I probably would. I would be down. I feel like I was just saying, like, I'm ready for marriage. So, like, I think I would be down to.
I think you would be really good at it.
I think I would love to be in part of, like.
I love it.
They're probably already shooting their new season.
Probably.
I'm going to ask
next time.
Let me ask before I forget.
Slide her in there.
Next time. Got it.
I'm ready to have my second kid. I feel like I've been really having a lot of baby fever.
Yeah.
Ooh. I've been around Brianna a lot. And her son.
So cute.
And I just been, like, the other day, I spent the whole day just cuddling him. And I'm just like.
He's getting chunky, too.
So chunky.
Does he still have baby smell?
Yes. And cool. Like, just, like, laughing and screaming and just, like, cool. All the baby things. Like, yeah. So I think that's another thing that's been, like, really hitting me hard lately is this, like, aww, my baby fever. I'm about to be 35, so I'm just like...
What do you want to do for your 35th since we know what Kyle wants to do for hers?
I don't know.
You're like, I have not thought about my breakfast or the sun setting.
I haven't thought about any of it at all. But, yeah.
You want to have a party?
Can I party with you?
Hey, can we have a joint party?
Is that weird?
Let's have a party and a trip?
Now we're doing too much.
Okay, I'm scared. Maybe we can go trip for my birthday.
Maybe I'm just going to pray and like my man at the time will be like, hey, baby, I got you. I'm going to take you on a trip.
I like that energy.
Is he taking me too? Can your man take me to... Never mind. Let me stop.
Anyways.
Dear Lord, I need my man to get us two rooms.
I'm done.
Dear Lord.
One for us and one for my good sis. In whatever country
crying.
We're in, I want to will a beautiful... What you want? Is he 6'4", 6'5"?
No.
Oh.
Shannon likes him short.
Okay. God, just present Shannon's husband. That's all I'm asking. Shannon, don't go specifics.
Shannon likes the short dogs, okay? She needs like a 5'10", 5'7". Between 5'7", 5'10", that's what Shannon likes. All right, why are we lying to these people talking about 6'10"? Shannon said, no.
No.
It wasn't even a no.
My man currently,
it was the face that preceded the
my
no.
man currently is...
How tall is he?
You've met him.
I know, but
that's
like,
giving 5'10".
I wasn't 5'10". Like
that's giving 5'10".
This close to him.
We went on a date one night and I was like,
did you wear heels?
Yeah. I said, babe, are you ready? I said, I'm about to be your little model chick by your side, so be prepared.
Bro, look at Shannon's track record.
I know.
She likes the short dog. She it's really okay. Does.
That's why I love.
It's all right.
Shannon. I feel bad for his other son. They're clearly have no chance.
I did not say 6'10", first of all.
Whatever you said, 6 feet or whatever. Shannon said, no.
God, bring her a short king.
The smaller, the better. Shannon be like crying. Laying there talking about climb up on me. Climb up on me. Climb this tree.
You know, this is going to be
baby. Come get this.
Have you dated, like, someone who's like 6'4", 6'5"?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I did not sound confident.
No, I have.
Okay. Height in guys is so funny. One time somebody asked me like how tall he was, and I swear I said like, I don't know, like 5-something, and he was looking at me like, you're not going to tell him.
Well, let me ask you all a question, because yesterday my girlfriend and I were having a conversation, and she said, I think guys care more about men's height than women do. And obviously, I'm not in the place to say like what women think, but I was shocked that she said that, because I feel like women care more about guys' heights than guys do. But tell me what you think.
I think guys care a lot about their height. I feel like women care superficially, but I've also seen one of my friends who always swore she would never date a short guy. The short guy came, had a bomb-ass personality, and he got her. Like, it was not even a battle, and he got her. I think men,
they care
way more, but the short guys, the actual short guys that I know in my life,
they're confident.
Have the most confidence and swag. It's the ones who don't carry themselves like short with big dick energy.
Yes.
Those care too much.
They care too much of like, oh, you're about to wear heels? Yeah. Are you about to do this?
Yeah. They're not confident. But the ones that are confident, one of my best friends is so fucking confident, and he's bite-sized, okay?
Bite-sized.
And he walks in the room like, I'm the biggest in here, and I'm like, you're actually the smallest, but whatever.
Calm down.
But
he talks to me crazy to the point where I've been like,
little boy.
Okay.
I really think it's when the short guys don't feel confident in themselves. Mm-hmm. They care so much, and then they have little man syndrome.
That is so real.
And tall men get little man syndrome too.
Well, think about being a tall guy with a small dick.
I would feel bad about myself too.
Just a big man and not knowing how to use their body.
I just think that... I like that question, though, Travis.
That was a good question.
I like that question, too, because I think...
I think
I feel like some women do. I
really do care about height.
Women do care about height, but at the end of the day, if it's the right guy with the right personality...
I don't think men care.
I don't think that she's going to care that much.
If he makes you feel secure, you're secure.
I think Shai made a really good point. If the man who is shorter... A short man has all the confidence in the world. He's not going to care if the woman's taller than him.
No.
He's going to be like, baby, wear your heels. What heels are you wearing today? Like, I think that confidence is everything.
I really think.
Confidence in yourself and whatever.
Yeah. Well, blessings to the short kings out there. And the tall ones.
Oh, my God. And the medium-sized ones, too. Medium.
We love you all.
Our medium brothers. You guys
need not our too. Medium brothers. How about all of y'all? We like all y'all. Short, tall.
I am really excited for Women's Month. These next few weeks, we are going to have on some inspirational women as guests to come on and talk to you guys. So just stay tuned. We're going to have some good guests coming on. And I'm just excited for these next few episodes and highlighting the women in our life that mean the most to us and that are giving back to their communities, that are thriving in their workplaces, that are showing up as wives, mothers, girlfriends, sisters, cousins. Like, I just think that
friends,
we need to just really highlight the women that are in our lives the next few weeks. So I'm excited to do that. I'm gonna end it because I gotta go.
That's okay.
Film. If you guys
just kidding.
Have any women that you think that we should have on the podcast the next few weeks, even going beyond this month, please comment down below, tag them, send us a DM, put us in contact with them, because I what my goal is to feature women in all different walks of life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And of course, all we can reach out to is our immediate circle and then beyond that circle. But if there are moms that, not moms, but women that you have in your circle or your realm, or even someone you just follow, you're like, try to get them on. Send it to us so that we can do our best to try to shoot our shot, because that's all we could do.
We've been aggressive. We've been trying.
We shoot our shots.
I'm going to say Cheyenne's got the follower count.
I be shooting the shit out of my shot.
And that little star, and I'll be like, Cheyenne, can you DM this person?
I shoot my shot this time.
All they're going to say is yes or no.
Yeah.
So run it. Let's figure it out. But
yes. Or nothing.
Yeah, or nothing at all. Just read it. Like,
right.
I don't care. Yeah. But I'm so down to shoot my shot, so let me know if you guys want me to DM anybody and see if they'll come on the podcast. Follow us on Think Loud Crew on Instagram and on YouTube. Continue to like, comment, subscribe, share. We want to continue to grow our podcast. Yes. I saw in the last few weeks we've kind of grown on Instagram a little bit more. I think with doing the event and just having different kind of guests on, our reach has kind of broken to different realms. So let's just continue to use that momentum. And you can follow me at shy.shy.
You can follow me at rkylelynn.
And you can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
And
don't forget to tell your crew about our crew.
And go sign up for Mexico, y'all.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.